Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My name is Davis Matic, and on this Wednesday, I am joined by my buddy, George Kurtz. We do not have Craig Mish with us here today. We hope that you're able to survive his absence. Lots going on in the world of sports. Opening night of the NBA was last night. We have NHL season chugging along, of course. Thursday night football upcoming. We have the baseball playoffs winding to their conclusion. The WNBA championship just wrapped up, so lots and lots for us to be paying attention to. And a little bit of breaking news to start the show here today. Baker Mayfield is going to be out, not playing on Thursday night against the Denver Broncos. George, we are going to be treated to a little bit of Case Keenum on Thursday night football. So how special for us, some Thursday night Case Keenum action.
I guess my question would be, who is playing for the Cleveland Browns on Thursday night? All right, everyone's down. Chubb's down, Hunt's down. Odell Beckham's got a grade 3 sprain on the shoulder. He may be down. No Mayfield. Who's playing? It's going to be a game of name the Cleveland Brown player. Name the Cleveland Brown player with the football here. I guess Denver catches a break here. They have problems of their own. But, this game's not what it was built up to be. Cleveland Browns are really trending towards being one of the more disappointing teams this season.
Yeah, they are, though it is interesting. So Baker Mayfield's out, Nick Chubb is out, Kareem Hunt is out, Odell Beckham is questionable. A rare bit of good news, it does seem like Jarvis Landry might be able to play for the Cleveland Browns on Thursday. But all of those things happen. You know, they have all these guys missing, and the line trended from the Browns being favored by 5.5 down to being favored by 3. But, I mean, you really got to ask yourself, how bad are the Denver Broncos if they are, you know, a 3-point dog to this version of the Cleveland Browns? Getting to our Wednesday headlines, the Astros score 7 runs in the 9th inning to tie the ALCS up at 2-2. Now the Astros are slight favorites on the FanDuel Sportsbook to win the ALCS. The Dodgers have their own dramatic run, scoring 4 runs in the 8th to get their first win in the NLCS. The NBA returned to action last night. Milwaukee defends home court on the night they all got their rings. They beat Brooklyn 127-104. The Brooklyn Nets played a very weird lineup in that game, not giving Bruce Brown any runs, starting a super big lineup with Kevin Durant at the 3, Blake Griffin at the 4, Nick Claxton at the 5. Steph Curry has a triple-double as the Warriors beat the Lakers. We're already on social media are seeing the Lakers fans. You know, they're feeling a little agitated. They're feeling a little bit anxious. And Islanders Hall of Famer and 4-time champion Mike Bossy diagnosed with lung cancer. So, George, I have a very simple question for you. I know you're an NHL guy. I know you're a baseball guy. I know you are a football guy. Was the opening night of the NBA with Lakers Warriors, was that enough to get you to tune in to the NBA for it? Did you turn it on? Did you have 5 minutes of the NBA on last night?
This sounds like it'd be a fantasy or reality question for later. And I think we all know what the answer is now, don't we? Survey says, no. I did know they were playing. I probably get props for that. I did know there were 2 games. I knew who those 2 games were. You know why I knew? Because on doing this show yesterday with Craig Mish, it was on the board here about the 2 games that were being played. No, I did not turn the NBA on last night. Don't get me wrong. I didn't turn the NHL on either as I was reffing hockey, so I didn't get home till after midnight.
Well, there you go. I mean, I got to be honest. I did not watch the entirety of either one of the games. I tuned in for them a little bit. But this is how I kind of work with sports. So baseball, I'm tuned in right away, right? Beginning of the season, that's my prime time to be engaged with baseball. And then for NFL, you know, obviously we're locked in the entire time. But I find myself, for whatever reason, and I think it's just due to the overlap, with basketball and with hockey, I can't really get into it until football is over. You know, kind of just and the same way for golf too, by the way. Like, I know they're playing the Zozo Championship, you know, this weekend in golf, but like I didn't watch. And my guy Rory McIlroy won the event last week. He won the CJ Cup, but I just was not watching any golf. It is crazy how much there is going on in the sports world, George, but the NFL just eats everything. It burns everything when it is on.
Yeah, I was explaining to somebody yesterday, I was doing a project with us, with SportsGrid, that the NFL is 75% of this business. It's by far the most important. You know, baseball maybe is 15%, basketball 8%, and hockey 2%. You know, and everything else, I guess, is 1%. It's all about football here. All about football. Now, I am tuned into hockey automatically. It's just a sport I love to play, watch, you know, so I catch up on that as well. But I'm a baseball, football, hockey guy. It's the way I am, but football by far takes up most of our time.
Yeah, and you know, football is the best. We don't get a ton of it, right? We only get 18 regular season weeks, you know, 17 games for our favorite teams. And that dynamic, you know, somehow they have found the perfect dynamic of the time of the year. Like, the reason the NFL is so popular, there are many different reasons for it, but part of it is you only have to tune in. You know, you really only have to tune in once a week. You know, you can watch on Thursday, you can watch on Monday, but most people are just dialed in Sunday at noon, or I guess if you live on the...
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
East Coast, you know, 1 o'clock. But yeah, we love the NFL. And if you love the NFL, you need to stay tuned for the rest of the show because we are going to get your fantasy football team set up. We're also going to talk some NBA fantasy standouts with Brett Levy here in a second. So stay tuned for the next 2 hours here on Fantasy Sports Today. Stay on the grid. See you in a moment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back from break here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. My name is Davis Maddock. I am joined by George Kurtz for most of today, but subbing in our producer, Brett Levy, to help us cover the return of the National Basketball Association. Two games last night, Nets, Bucks, Warriors, Lakers. You know, I mostly thought it was nice to have the stars, right? It's nice to have basketball return with Curry and Durant and LeBron, even though, you know, the the Nets game was mostly a bummer, a more competitive game between the Lakers and between the Warriors. I'm pretty bullish on the Warriors, Brett, so it was nice to see them get that win, even though their rotation is not finalized. But we have our fantasy standouts. Giannis, 32-14-7, adds a steal, adds a block. Anthony Davis, huge game in the loss, 33-11, steal, two blocks, two assists. LeBron, doing the best he can, 34 points, 11 rebounds, five assists, one steal, one block. Kevin Durant, a huge game in the loss, 32-11-4. Triple-double for Curry, 21-10-10. We got our first look at Russell Westbrook in a Los Angeles Lakers uniform. Did not go great. Goes 4-13 from the floor. Misses all of his three-pointers. Only has 8 points, four fouls, four turnovers. What stood out to you on opening night, Brett?
Yeah, I think LeBron truly looks like a top five player in the league still, Davis. He was dominating that game in his minutes. Obviously, Russell Westbrook's debut did not go as well. The Brooklyn Nets debut didn't go as planned. We definitely saw some interesting lineups out of Brooklyn, as you mentioned, and we'll talk about in a little bit. So there were a lot of great storylines. I think one thing I'm definitely taking away from last night, Davis, is no one wants to go and play in Milwaukee because they just dominate teams at home. They did it last year in the postseason. They dominated Brooklyn yesterday on opening night. So Milwaukee at home has got to be a tough matchup for all visitors coming into that building.
Yeah, and that was even with Patty Mills having this unreal shooting performance. He goes 7 of 7 from three-point range, scores 21 points. Those were the only shots he made. He actually did not make any two-pointers in that game. James Harden had a pretty lackluster game, 6 for 16 from the floor, 20 points for him. Solid games for Chris Middleton. We saw Drew Holiday play a limited number of minutes in that game. It's hard to say early on in the season, are guys getting, load managed? What are we really seeing? But I think the biggest question from opening night for me, it's got to be, what in the heck was that Nets rotation? I mentioned it there in the opening block, but the Nets starting lineup basically included three guys they're going to play at center this year: Kevin Durant, Nick Claxton, and Blake Griffin. And Brett, I did not hate starting Nick Claxton. I actually think he is good enough, and in that specific matchup with Brook Lopez out there, I don't mind it. But I thought that Blake Griffin starting over Bruce Brown was just a horrible mistake from Steve Nash and the Nets coaching staff.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they clearly saw something in training camp or preseason that they wanted to attack. Now I think they're going to go back, watch the film, and be like, this didn't work. Let's make some adjustments. What worked for us last year? Bruce Brown played about 22 minutes a game for Brooklyn last year. So I expect, kind of the old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. I think Bruce Brown will be in the Nets lineup in the next game. So I think the rotation will look a little different for game two. Less Javon Carter, probably less LaMarcus Aldridge. He got 5 minutes in this one. Maybe those 5 minutes go to Bruce Brown as well. So that's where you get the 22 minutes, I think, of playing time right there, Davis. And I think, you'll still see a lot of Blake Griffin. You'll still see Paul Millsap. You'll still see Nick Claxton. But I think the difference in the rotation might be a LaMarcus Aldridge, might be a Javon Carter, and those aspects of the rotation, because they're not going to take out Joe Harris. Like, they're not going to take out Patty Mills. It's not Harden. It's not Durant, right? So it's got to be someone.
Yeah, and this Nets roster, it is hilarious. I saw someone tweet this yesterday. The Nets roster is like the fourth season of your My GM franchise in 2K. Like, you're just signing all the veteran players, and you're just signing them to veteran minimum contracts. We got Paul Millsap, James Johnson, LaMarcus Aldridge, DeAndre Bembry, all getting minutes. Like, just all these guys who have been good at other stops in their career. It is really funny. But, of course, we have to discuss Russell Westbrook, because the finger pointing already began. We're one game in to the Los Angeles Lakers season, and you know, we're already pointing the fingers at Russell Westbrook. So what do you expect from Russell Westbrook moving forward?
Yeah, well, Davis, I expect him to kind of find his groove. Now, look, we knew when he came over to the Lakers, he was not a knockdown three-point shooter. We also knew he was going to have to play off ball a little bit because LeBron gets so much ball handling duty for this team, and rightfully so, right? He's the number one dog. But Russell Westbrook's a guy that 4 of the last 5 years has averaged a triple-double. He's an all-star God knows only how many times. He's been an MVP. Like, he's going to figure it out. This is a very smart, intelligent basketball player. I'm not concerned about the Lakers. I'm not hitting a panic button. Yesterday, they were playing Rondo and Westbrook in the backcourt together. That won't be a thing anymore. Avery Bradley was picked off, you know, the scrap heap the other day. But he's much more than that. He's a good player. He was part of the Lakers rotation prior to the bubble. And then when the bubble happened, he opted out. And then he was in Houston last year. But he's going to be their probably primary, you know, guard defender next to Westbrook, next to Rondo. That'll bring a little more shooting onto the floor. Wayne Ellington will hopefully be back for this team. Kendrick Nunn will be back for this team. I just think last night, you know, opening night, a lot of eyeballs on this roster. Everyone wanted, you know, to see the big three click, but it doesn't always work like that. But I have no concerns for Russell Westbrook moving forward.
Yeah, I don't think I am. I don't think I am particularly concerned about him either. I think that the Lakers will win as long as LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook stay healthy. I think they will win the requisite number of games. And then real quick, Nemanja Bjelica has, I think a role that a lot of us were expecting him to have for the Warriors, where he's their, you know, kind of backup big knockdown three-point shooter. What do you see as his fantasy role moving forward?
Yeah, Bjelica definitely looked really good last night. I think there was a little question in the offseason. Is it going to be him? Is it going to be Otto Porter? What happens when James Wiseman comes back? But last night, he looked like he was a key piece of this rotation. And honestly, I think you should pick him up in your fantasy leagues because we don't know what Draymond Green's going to provide offensively for this team from the big position. So if they need some scoring from their bigs, he looks like your guy. Steph was finding him. Jordan Poole was finding him, the starting guard. So pretty good for Bjelica.
Yeah, yeah. And if, you know, if you look at historically what Nemanja Bjelica has done, he is basically like the most Warrior style player you would ever find. He is, you know, not particularly athletic, but is a really good shooter. And they have needed someone like that on their roster for a while. You know, they have loads of guys like that. You know, last season we had a lot of Juan Toscano-Anderson. You know, and I think Bjelica is probably like a better version of all of the guys they've used as backup bigs. Also, hilariously enough, on court, he looked so much like David Lee, who, if people remember, was, you know, kind of part of that.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
OG run for the Warriors. So like that is just a funny little wrinkle there. But we are going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. George is going to rejoin me in a second, and we're going to take a look at the Week 7 Fantasy Football Waiver Wire.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I am Davis Maddock, rejoined by George Kurtz, as we are going to spend the next two segments going through all of the options on the fantasy football waiver wire: quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. And, you know, by now, you probably, if you've looked at your fantasy teams for this week, you've realized this is, I mean, in my memory, it's the worst bye week of all time. I really do not remember anything like this. These are all the teams that are on bye this week, George. The Buffalo Bills, the Dallas Cowboys, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Minnesota Vikings, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Los Angeles Chargers. All of those teams have multiple fantasy starters. Some of them have four. In the case of the Cowboys, you have five with the running backs, the wide receivers. It is unbelievable, George. Before we get into the specific guys, I mean, what can we even do this week on the waivers? I mean, I am in a couple leagues, George. I gotta come clean. I am considering just leaving a zero in my lineup because there are so many guys I would have to drop. You know, if you have a team with two Cowboys, a Bill, maybe you have Dalvin Cook on that team, and a Steelers wide receiver, that's like six guys that you would have to replace this week. It is absolutely unbelievable, these week seven buys.
Yeah, now I'm not going to say it's the worst bye week ever. I don't remember every bye week, right? It's recency bias at that. But this is brutal. This is a brutal week. I'm doing two things, first off. What's my record? If, you know, the one league I'm 6-0 in, all right, I can afford to take a loss. I don't want to go undefeated anyway. All right, I've done that a few times, and I never win that league, by the way. Never won a league where I've gone undefeated, so I want to lose a week anyway. So I'm not fretting going 6-1. It's not a big deal. So I don't panic, and I'm not releasing people that can help me for the next 10 weeks because I want to win this week. And I'm going to get a play like – I'm not going to go all of Adarnase Johnson and release Tony Pollard, you know, for 1 week. Right. Now, Ernest Johnson probably not going to help me next week. He's a one-week guy. Chubb should be back for week 8, so I'm not going to do stuff like that. The second thing I'm going to do, I think this is so important, generally during the regular season, you know, I'm not looking at my opponent. I'm not looking at Davis Maddock if I'm playing him this week because I don't care. It doesn't matter what Davis is starting. I'm always starting my best players. This week, however, I will look at Davis Maddock's team because I want to see, is he screwed just like I am? Because if he is, you know what? Fine. We'll play it even. Maybe I am going to take a zero. You know, there's one league I have no running backs. I have no tight end, and my quarterback was Russell Wilson. You know, so I'm just dead. I'm dead in the water. I know I'm dead in the water, but I'm going to look at the team I'm playing. They're dead in the water too. You know, so it's an even game anyway, so I don't need to go berserk here. Now, there's the other flip of that coin. If I'm 2-4 or worse, maybe even 3-3 in more competitive leagues, I got to win now. You know, I'll worry about next week. I got to win right this week. I can't go 2-5. You know, what's the point? What's the point of me saving my best players from 2-5? I got to win this week. So it really depends on where you are in the standings and who you're playing as to what moves I'm going to make.
Yep. I actually think those are very wise words. You got to consider the context of your team as you are making waiver wire moves this week. So let's start to fill in for your Dak Prescott's, your Josh Allen's, your Justin Herbert's this week. Let's take a look at the week 7 waiver wire targets at the quarterback position. To me, I think there's clearly one guy you want here, and I think that it is Tua against the Atlanta Falcons. So the first is that, you know, the Atlanta Falcons defense, George, it's been terrible. And Tua threw 47 passes last week, 329 yards, 2 touchdowns, ran a little bit, 3 rushes for 22 yards. I think if Tua is out there on your waiver wire this week, he's got to be, against the Falcons, he's got to be the number one replacement that's widely available at this point.
Yeah, and most you should be okay at quarterback, right? You should have options out there. I think you could survive this week. And Tua is certainly on top of my list as well here. He looked good last week. He finally looked like a good fantasy quarterback last week. Yeah, I know it was against the Jaguars. I get it. But as you said, is Atlanta's defense really that much better than the Jaguars? Are they better at all than the Jaguars? You know, my one worry would be this. Atlanta did have the bye week, so they've had 2 weeks to prepare for Tua and the Miami offense. Like I said, if you're looking for negative Neds, that's the best stat or the worst stat I can give you as far as staying away from Tua. That being said, Atlanta really can't stop anybody. It's not a good defense. And then Tua looked good, and he might, we haven't really heard yet, might get Devontae Parker back as well.
Yeah, that would be big. So a couple of the other guys here, Jameis Winston against Seattle. I mean, Seattle just has this awful defense. Before the start of last week, they were on pace to give up the most yards that anyone has ever given up. Now, of course, the problem is the Saints have been a super low-volume offense. The Saints have thrown the fewest passes in the NFL. And then we talked about the walking dead that are the Cleveland Browns. Teddy Bridgewater had 300 passing yards and 3 touchdowns last week. It also came with 3 interceptions, but he does have, you know, Cortland Sutton and Noah Fant. And then I guess I was going to throw out there, George, a couple of other guys, just if they are available. You know, every league is different. I have leagues where 25 quarterbacks are rostered, and I have, you know, leagues where 14 quarterbacks are rostered. You know, guys like Derek Carr are out there. You know, I think Carr is a fine type of streamer. But like what you said, I think is accurate. You're probably going to be fine at quarterback. It's the other 3 positions where you're going to be scraping the bottom of the barrel. So taking a look at tight end now. I expect that Ricky Seals-Jones is probably owned. I mean, I definitely know he's owned in more than 50% of leagues up until this point. But we have some other guys to monitor here. Mo Alie-Cox scored a touchdown last week. He's starting to run more routes. Pat Freiermuth does not play this week, but he was a huge winner of the Juju Smith-Schuster injury. Ran a ton of routes, got 7 targets last week. O.J. Howard had basically the best game of the last 2 years for the Buccaneers. Donald Parham is seeing an extended role, but he also does not play this week. And then Tommy Tremble played over 50% of the snaps for the Carolina Panthers. And if you remember all the way back to 2 Thursday nights ago, he scored a touchdown on a reverse, right? So I think he's a little bit of an athletic guy. Where are you looking at the tight end position on the waiver wire this week?
Yeah, tight end stuff. And I'm looking at this list, by the way. I mentioned the one league. Anybody has Travis Kelce, unless you got a backup tight end, which most of us do not, you're looking at this list, all right? And it's hard, all right? It's brutal here. What we're looking for is the touchdown deodorant. That's what I'm looking for. Who's going to score here? Yep. I don't know if any of these guys, where the volume is going to be there. We're going to get, you know, 6 catches or 60 yards. I'll take my 12 points and run. So you're probably looking for a touchdown deodorant. I kind of like Freiermuth with Pittsburgh because he's the guy I think I'm going to have a shot with there. Ben does like to keep his passes short. So maybe, but that's more long-term for me than anything else. I think for this week, I'm going Tommy Tremble, Carolina. It's a gut feeling more than anything else. Ricky Seals-Jones, by the way, if he's there, would be that guy. But like you, the league's I'm playing and he's gone. So I there's nothing I can do there. I mean, Mo Alie-Cox, I'm not going O.J. Howard. I think Gronk might play. If you tell me Gronk's not playing, then I might go to O.J. Howard, but that means it'll be a Cameron Brate week. You know, either way, you're screwed here. You were screwed anyway at tight end. Dude, we didn't have 12 tight ends in the beginning of the season. More or less now for bye weeks. Like I said, you're looking for a touchdown deodorant, but you're rolling with dice here. It's really just a gut feel goal. Whatever guy you feel like going with, go for it, and hopefully you get lucky.
Yeah, you're right. It's totally the touchdown deodorant week where, like, honestly – I'm not sweating tight end that much this week because I, you know, we have so many guys who are missing as a result of the bye weeks that I think, you know, and George Kittle's on the IR, Darren Waller's not getting any targets, you know, Dalton Schultz is on his bye week. So I'm not sweating that much, but let's just do this exercise and let's go through and let's say if your tight ends are George Kittle and you picked up Dalton Schultz, you really have no one. And I'm looking at a very deep league, and let's just go through some of these names. And let's say, you know, would you start them if you were able to get them on first come first serve? So let's go Juwan Johnson from the New Orleans Saints, you know, definitely the backup to Adam Trautman, but has more of the red zone role, certainly more likely to get the touchdown deodorant.
You said it earlier, going up against that Seattle defense, I don't mind this. All right. I mean, once again, I'm looking for a reason to take one of these guys. And the Seattle defense is a good enough reason for me to take somebody. I think points could be coming here. You know, by the way, I'm looking at New Orleans. When we do wide receivers, I'll take one of their wide receivers too. Seattle, they've been able to beat. You can beat them over the top. I know that's more for the wide receivers. But I'll take a shot that Winston's going to find someone like Johnson in the red zone. Why not?
Yeah, I'm going to give him a vote of confidence. Okay, I think this one is fascinating. Ross Dwelly, who, remember, Ross Dwelly in the past when George Kittle has been hurt, he runs a ton of routes. He doesn't get a ton of targets. I think he's never gotten more than five. But I will tell everyone for a fact, I have leagues right now where I have pending waiver wire bids on the San Francisco 49ers injury replacement tight end, Ross Dwelly. In or out, George?
I'm in because, one, he's already played a game, right? They had the bye week, so now they've had more chance to get him acclimated to the passing game again, maybe even a package or two for him. It's a tougher matchup against Indianapolis, but, yeah, I'm in on Dwelly. I was assuming he wouldn't be available in most leagues here. I'd prefer him over probably quite a few guys you're going to have on this list.
Yeah, I'm actually I'm just looking at one of the waiver wires of the leagues where I'm doing bids in, and I was shocked to just see his name. So just while I was talking to you, I put in a little bit of bid for him. And then, okay, the last guy is Gerald Everett, who I saw this morning has been dropped in over 50% of Yahoo leagues. So even with Geno Smith as his quarterback, in or out on Gerald Everett as a Band-Aid at tight end this week?
I'm not thrilled, but he's probably the biggest name guy that we're talking about here. Right? A guy who's done some damage in the past. So I think you have to be, once again, we're desperate here. All right. We can't be really, you know, nitpicky here. We need guys who are going to play, who are going to be part of the game plan. I hate Geno Smith. He's terrible. But yeah, I'm in on Everett as well.
There we go, guys. It is not a pretty week at the tight end position, but we're going to help you guys out at running back and at wide receiver on the way.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
For Wire here in just a few moments. We've got lots of guys to cover at those positions to help you with the bye NATO in week 7. Stay tuned. We'll see you back here on Fantasy Sports Today in just a moment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back from break here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. Before we resume our discussion of the fantasy football waiver wire for week 7, I need to remind everyone you got to be following at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV on Twitter. You know, we know that you're not going to watch all 18 hours of our live programming every single day. That's okay. We won't hold it against you, but you definitely want to stay tuned with everything that we have going on the network. Some big news on that front coming soon, so I hope that you guys will enjoy all of that. But yeah, you can get all of the news, notes, and analysis you need for your fantasy teams for sports wagering, so make sure to follow at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. And look, George, we just got to continue this week 7 waiver wire nonsense. I was just telling you guys at the break, you know, I have a team with a quarterback, a running back, 2 wide receivers, George Kittle on IR, and a defense all on bye this week. So just lots and lots and lots of waiver wire moves that need to be made. And we're gonna take a look at the running backs here. And probably this is the first time in the history of Fantasy Sports Today we've had 3 running backs from one team all be on the waiver wire segment. Because who knows what the Cleveland Browns are going to do on Thursday night. Nick Chubb is out. Kareem Hunt is out. They elevated John Kelly, who you probably remember from the Los Angeles Rams, from their practice squad to the active roster. So they have D'Ernest Johnson, who runs a 4.8640. They have Demetric Felton, who weighs 190 pounds. He was a running back who converted to wide receiver in college. He's played 2 snaps out of the backfield this year, mostly has been a slot wide receiver. And then they have John Kelly, who they elevated from the practice squad. So just those 3 guys, what would you do? What would you do with those 3 Cleveland Browns running backs?
Well, yesterday at this time, I was pretty interested in D'Ernest Johnson. Now, we've seen him before. Let's not forget, Cleveland was banged up at the running back position last year as well with Chubb down here. So I was all very much interested in D'Ernest Johnson. But there are 2 problems here. 1, you're literally getting him for 1 game. You know, Chubb's going to be back next week, which is going to relegate him to that backup role again where maybe he gets 8 touches a game here. Still usable for your buys. You know, maybe you're all in trouble week 8 as well here. So he's still usable. But then we find out today, you know, a couple of hours ago, that Baker Mayfield's not playing. Case Keenum, really? I mean, if I'm Denver, aren't you playing the run? Maybe no Odell Beckham, too? You're playing the run here. Stop the run, man. You want to force Case Keenum to beat you with that secondary. So now I don't know what he can do here, D'Ernest Johnson. I might be – I'm assuming most leagues, by the way, are PPR. If you're still playing in a standard league, I don't know what to tell you. I know I don't play any personally, and I don't even do that on purpose. No one invites me to a standard league. I assume they're really not out there anymore. Felton, he's the pass catcher. So I think I'm more interested in Felton at this point because I probably want the safe play here. You know, getting my 8 points, and I'll take that and run. Do I expect Felton to be getting the end zone? Probably not. Johnson's probably that chance to be the goal line guy, assuming they can get to the goal line, the other team's goal line at that. So I was much more interested in Johnson 24 hours ago than I am now. I just don't see myself spending the kind of money that I think it's going to take to get him, Davis. I think people are going to feel differently than I am. They're going to want any running back they can get, and they're going to spend, you know, 20% of their budget, 25% of their budget. I can see this happening where I'm thinking single digits. I will put in bids for him, but it's more price enforcing to make sure someone like Davis Manning doesn't get him for free.
Yeah, I like that idea. You know, just put in a small bid on D'Ernest Johnson just to make sure no one's getting him for like $5 or whatever. I do like that idea. So this is where I'm at. I actually think John Kelly is the best pickup here because I bet you can get him for $1, or if you're in a league with $0 bids, I bet you can get him for $0. Kareem Hunt is going to miss multiple weeks. Nick Chubb is not a guarantee to be back next week, though it sounds like he's more likely to play in week 8 than not. I just don't think D'Ernest Johnson is any good. I basically just think he is really not that talented, and he's more likely to be in a timeshare with Kelly than the waiver wire bids are going to imagine. I bet D'Ernest Johnson goes for like 30 to 40% of remaining budgets in some leagues. And Felton, I think, will play the third down role. Like, I bet Felton catches like 4 passes against the Broncos, you know, and maybe he scores a touchdown, maybe he doesn't. And I like him. You know, if you can get Felton for 5 to 8% of your waiver wire bid, I think that is probably fine. But I do like the $0 bid on John Kelly. And then I never thought I'd be saying these words. Devonta Freeman, to me, George, he looked the best of the three Baltimore running backs last week. So, you know, we got Latavius Murray, we have Le'Veon Bell, and we have Devonta Freeman. For whatever reason, they have decided to not use Tyson Williams, who does seem like the most talented rusher in that backfield. So I have made a lot of bids this week adding Devonta Freeman onto my fantasy teams. What say you?
Yeah, I'm in on Freeman as well for the reasons you mentioned here. The reason they're not using Tyson Williams is that he got Lamar Jackson killed a couple of times on the blitz. And that's the one thing about rookie running backs. If you can't pick that up, you're not going to play. You're just not going to play. You're not with their franchise quarterback. They're going to put somebody in there who can pick up that blitz here. So I think that's why he's not playing there. I have interest in Freeman as well. I actually have him on a roster. It's a deep league, mind you. 16 teams, 40-man rosters. It's an IDP league as well. That's why it's 40-man. And I never released Freeman after last year. Every running back with a pulse that's breathing, has a heartbeat. Once again, valuable in that kind of league here. So, but I'm interested in Freeman as well. I mentioned, like, Davis is a league. I have no running backs right now. Zero. Then I need to pick up a couple of guys if I decide to go that route. That is the league I talked about with no running backs. I had Russell Wilson, no tight end. I'm down at least two wide receivers, assuming Beckham doesn't play as well. So I need a lot of help. But I'm also 6-0. I just might eat it and go 6-1. I may not care. So I like Freeman as well there. I think he can do some damage. I may be looking just for any kind of points. And as always, I'm looking for a touchdown. I think Freeman gives me a pretty good chance against that Cincinnati defense.
Yeah, you know, it does seem crazy, but I think you're right. You know, I just think that is it's crazy that we are here in this world. Then Rashad Penny is being activated off of the short-term IR for the Seattle Seahawks, and you know, Chris Carson, I think Chris Carson might even be done for his career. You know, this neck problem sounds really bad. I don't think he'll be back this season, so I really like adding Rashad Penny. And then just another dart on the San Francisco 49ers backfield. Jamichael Hasty seems like he's going to return from his high ankle sprain this week. Trey Sermon played one snap in week 5. So I think Hasty will be ahead of him. Penny, Hasty, any thoughts on either of those guys?
Yeah, I'm with you on Penny. My only problem is I hate this week. That New Orleans defense, once again, coming over by, and it's good. It's played spotty at times. It's not as well as I thought they played, but there's still a good defense here. So that would worry me somewhat. Plus, once again, it's Geno Smith. If I'm New Orleans, stop the run, go after Geno. You know, I think that'll be the game plan there. They'll play a lot of cover, too, to make sure Metcalf and Lockett don't go over the top there. But I'm not seeing Penny have a big game here. Then again, if you're telling me that Collins isn't going to play, he's a little banged up, too. I think he's got hip and glute injuries. I think he plays through it. But if he's not going to play, I'd be a lot more interested here. But Penny's on my – listen, if you can tell me right now in that league without my running backs, I can get Penny, I'll take it, run. But I'm not willing to spend the kind of, I think, fab it's going to take to get him either.
Yeah. All right. So we got to now take a look at the wide receiver position. This is probably the position where, I mean, I could have made this list like 40 guys deep, probably of potential guys, because look, if you had a Cowboys wide receiver, if you have, I mean, theoretically, you could have drafted Stephon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, Deontay Johnson, and Mike Williams, and you could have been like, I have the best wide receivers ever. I got all these points. I got a touchdown every single week. I'm never going to lose. And then it gets to week 7, and you're like, oh my gosh, I literally don't have a wide receiver to start. So lots of guys that we have to be considering this week. The first guy here, T.Y. Hilton got dropped in lots and lots of fantasy leagues as he was on the short-term IR. He played about 50% of the snaps against the Texans last week. More difficult matchup against the 49ers this week, but does have that valuable role in the slot. Are you comfortable adding T.Y. Hilton?
Yeah, I'm comfortable. He did get banged up last week, right? But it looked like Frank Reich didn't care. Like, he's going to be fine, no problem. Yeah, I think you have to be comfortable. Once again, it's a rough matchup this week against San Francisco. Coming off that bye, good defense. It's not my perfect situation for him, but we're not going to have perfect. Now, wide receiver for me, Davis, I'm probably spending my money on the running backs and tight end because, as you said, there are plenty of receivers out there. There always are. I don't mind waiting, you know, maybe a buck or two and a couple of guys, see if I get lucky. But other than that, I'll take my FC, my first come, first serve. You know, whether it's tonight at midnight or tomorrow, whatever it might be, and see who I can pick up here. Because you're going through this list here. There are a lot of guys that I'm interested in. So I'm not going to – there's some bigger names that I'd be much more interested in. But if I'm running out of my fab or I want to save fab for later in the year, you know, then I'm okay with waiting and taking first come, first serve at wide receiver here. And another little tidbit, by the way. You know, we're complaining about this bye week. You know, if you would have told me in when we drafted, at draft time, I don't look at the bye weeks with the exception of if I'm going to take a backup quarterback or a backup tight end. Then I want to make sure they don't have the same bye week. Other than that, you can have all my guys on bye in the same week. I'll take the loss. I don't care. If I, that means I'm going to be at full strength for every other week and not to worry about this, doesn't bother me. You know, even if I'm 1-5 right now, but I knew this was going to be the bad week, what am I going to do? Things just didn't work out for me. I'll say it over and over again. You're 5-1, 6-0, even 4-2. I'm okay if this doesn't work out for me this week. I'm not going to panic about it. I'm not going to blow my budget to try and get some of these players here. So I don't, I generally don't flip out too much. It's frustrating, but I'm not going to flip out too much. And I can't say it enough. Look at the other team. Odds are they've got some of the same problems you do.
Yeah, I think you actually just dropped a great little note there, which is there really is not a difference between a lot of these guys. Like, what's the difference between T.Y. Hilton and Rashad Bateman this week? There really is not a big one. So, you know, in leagues that do have first come, first serve waivers, I love that strategy of basically just being like, I'll let you guys spend your fab, you know, spend your money on Matt Collins. You do what you need to do. And then I'm going to go in on first come, first serve, and I'm going to save all of my free agency money for a running back next week or, you know, an injury replacement tight end 2 weeks from now. But if there was one guy that I would be spending on, it would definitely be Rashad Bateman and Donovan Peoples-Jones. Bateman was able to play 65% of Baltimore snaps in his first game back, coming back from injury. And then Donovan Peoples-Jones has the huge game last week. I don't really know how much of a difference there is between Case Keenum and Baker Mayfield, to be honest. And Donovan Peoples-Jones looked phenomenal in that game last week. So those are two guys, you know, I would feel comfortable probably spending 10 to 15% on them. Are you with me on Bateman and Donovan Peoples-Jones?
I might even go a little higher on Bateman. I'm very much interested in Bateman. I did another thing we should be doing here. Look at I knew I was going to have a problem in a couple of leagues last week. And Bateman was out there. And I was able to get him much cheaper because I got him a week before. You know, now I can start him this week. I'm not predicting big things. I'm not. But there's a chance, right? There is the upside there. Lamar Jackson looks so much better this year, throwing outside the numbers. So much better. You know, so, yeah. Bateman, I'm interested in. Peoples-Jones, I'm not a big Mayfield guy, but I do think he's better than Keenum. So I was much higher at Peoples-Jones, once again, 4 or 5 hours ago than I am now. But I'm still interested in Peoples-Jones because Keenum's got to throw to somebody. I don't know if Landry's coming back. I don't know if Beckham's even going to play. They're going to have to throw the football with Dearness Johnson, Felt, and Kelly there. So, yeah, I'm interested in Peoples-Jones as well. Probably my top two, Hilton, Bateman. That's what I mean. There are guys out there at wide receiver. I don't have to freak out at wide receiver. I'll find somebody that I'll be okay with.
Yeah, you know, good advice. I definitely do think it is a good idea to try and get Bateman and Peoples-Jones, but we got lots of guys for you to bid on this week. So that was a very comprehensive view.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Of what to do on the waiver wire this week in all of your fantasy football leagues. You know, paper over those cracks, do the best you can. We're going to go ahead and run into a break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today. See you guys back in just a few moments.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back from break here on Sports Grid on Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. And if you missed our waiver wire segment, you can definitely go back and check that on demand. And George, you know, we don't do a ton of this on the show, but I think I have a huge decision in Survivor this week, and I want you to help me out. So I've already used the Rams. I've already used the Buccaneers. I don't want to use the Arizona Cardinals against Houston because they end the season with four absolute cakewalk matchups. So I want you to walk me through this one. I think the two options this week are the Patriots home to the Jets or the New Orleans Saints at Geno Smith and the Seattle Seahawks. The Patriots, basically, this is like their last time they're going to be favored by more than six for the rest of the year. Which side of those would you go?
Well, first off, let me tell you that I absolutely suck at Survivor. I don't know what it is. I can't get Survivor well. I'm always out by week three or four in the bigger leagues. Always. It seems like I'm the bad luck person. Whatever, you know, this team is favored by 38,000 points, but every the week they lose. So definitely not good at it. Now, in Survivor, I generally try to avoid divisional games. I do. So I don't. Patriots, Jets. Yeah, I think the Patriots are going to win too. I think the Jets are terrible, but I hate divisional games. The rivalries, you never know what's going to happen. And I don't know if I'm thrilled about going against Seattle and, you know, the 12th man there either. I'm going the Patriots though. I think the Jets are awful. I think the Bill Belichick is going to be pissed after what happened against Dallas. They'll play much better this week. And Mac Jones looked good. Bill, let him loose. I'm going Pats here.
Yeah, they. I think that's the direction I'm headed, mostly because I can see myself taking the Saints again. You know, the Saints get to go up against the Falcons and the Jets. Can't see myself taking the Patriots again. But guys, we have a huge second hour of the show. We are going to go over NBA DFS tonight on FanDuel. We're going to go over MLB DFS for the Dodgers and the Astros for the AL and the NL games. And of course, we have Fantasy or Reality. Stay tuned to Hour 2 here on the network. See you guys back on Fantasy Sports Today just in a few moments.
Sports happens every day, and we give you expert insights and information on gaming, odds, and more.
Every day.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.